All right, I'm going to call Norman up for a minute, so come on up, Norman. I have a couple things for you, sir. This one's going to be a little strange. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You are the aroma of Christ. That comes from 2 Corinthians 2:15, okay? So I didn't just make it up. Because this is what I've heard, and this is what I've seen. I've seen Christ working in and through you this week. You have not let the hard things of life stop you from being an instrument of righteousness. And because of that, lives have been impacted in a great way because Christ is working in and through you. So thank you for doing that. We are very blessed by you. I'd like to take a moment and pray for you. Father God, you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are a good, good Father. And we exalt you and we worship you tonight. Lord, we give thanks for your servant who has faithfully spoken your word, who has shared his pain and the truth of God's word hand in hand to help us as we follow after Jesus. So, Father, I pray for my friend Norman. Father, I ask that you will bless him and his family. Lord, that they will see your hand of love and mercy upon them. Father, I pray that you will continue to provide for them. And, Lord, I pray that they will continue to proclaim the name of Jesus clearly wherever they go, that they truly will continue to be the aroma of Christ. Father, I thank you for these dear people that are here this week who have heard the truth of God's word spoken clearly. And Father, I pray that as they go, they will apply these truths to their lives. Lord, that they will truly walk with you, that they will be faithful. And Lord, that you will bless them as they go as well. Lord, we give thanks for Jesus because without Jesus, we are nothing. So we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.